So maybe you got a great idea for a business and you want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code Alonzo149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This is episode 86, and so far today, I have not contracted Ebola. It is early. Strange things could happen. Just saying, as of right now, I'm okay. Hope you are too. I am definitely going to get into this Ebola scare because it feeds right into, and thank all of you who've been tweeting and responding to my last rant a couple of years ago. You remember I talked about the swine flu and the bird flu and a little bit of mad cow. We had the killer bees, some anthrax, and tomatoes were poisonous for a while, and I think spinach was going to kill us. So now Ebola has joined my list of things that we're going to die from any day now. Any day. Literally, as you're listening to this, I may have lost one or two of you. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to get into that. This is a very interesting time. It is now October. We're about a month away from the midterm elections all across America. Congressmen and senators are going to be fighting to maintain their seats in Congress or the Senate, or perhaps there'll be switches. The parties are in a big fight for power. Obviously, the Republicans want to maintain control of the House and gain control of the Senate so that they can say no to Obama even more. And the Democrats, well, they're going to do what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to lay around and hope nothing changes while they fight with each other against an organized Republican army. But anyway, it's very interesting what's taking place in these debates and fights, particularly on social issues. Because as we all know, if you've been alive for the past 12 years, if not longer, the Republicans have just definitely stated their stance on all social issues. They're against gay marriage. They are against abortion. They are against women's rights, contraception, et cetera, et cetera. No, 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 no. They'd like to overturn Roe v. Wade and get those women back in the kitchen, pregnant where they belong. Now, and gays getting married, well, as you know, in the 2004, maybe you don't know, if you're young, you may not remember this, but in the 2004 election, that was one of the single issues that George Bush used that probably got him reelected, pushing for a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. So this was their thing. They had this figured out. They had a definite position on every one of these issues, and, you know, they were going to save America. Save America. With God and doing things right and so on. Well, guess what? They don't seem to want to talk about these things anymore. What a difference a few years, some reading, some living have made. Listen, I've said this before. Every anti-gay thing is ridiculous because when gay people show up, things don't change. You know, they're not all pedophiles. That was one argument that they used to have, that they were all pedophiles getting ready to prey on your children. I don't think there's been a huge increase in bestiality. Now, don't quote me because I don't have the bestiality statistics in front of me. But I don't think that since a few states have approved gay marriage, there's been that big increase in bestiality that Rick Santorum told us was coming. Just saying. So now, in these debates, in these congressional and gubernatorial and senatorial debates, when these issues come up, it is very interesting how the Republicans are trying to avoid talking about them. I've got some examples here. In Virginia, You had Democratic Senator Mark Warner facing Republican challenger Ed Gillespie. And in the debate, the moderator asked about same-sex marriage. Now, Mark Warren, the Democrat, said, "I support it. I'm okay with it." Now, the Republican, and you got to listen to this because there's some dancing going on. Gillespie said, "While he preferred one man, one woman marriage, it's not my role to legislate on it because I do believe that the appropriate venue is the state." He said, "We're not here to debate my religious views." What? That's where their whole argument against gay marriage came in. Let's move on. Let's try another state, North Carolina. By the way, you'll notice a lot of red states where these debates are going on. In North Carolina, Democratic Senator Kay Hagan, Republican challenger Thorne Tillis. Boy, if there was ever a North Carolina name, there it is right there. Thorne Tillis. They were asked by the moderator whether they agreed with the Hobby Lobby decision. Tillis suddenly said, "Well, first, I believe contraception should be available probably more broadly than it is." That was the Republican statement. Then he said the Hobby Lobby decision, you know, the Supreme Court decision on medical benefits paying for contraception. Yeah, he said the Hobby Lobby decision wasn't about contraception. I don't know what it was about. If it wasn't about contraception, since it was about, contraception. And he said that they, you know, need to find ways to broaden access and lower the cost of contraception. What? That's the Republican side? Well, there must be some mistake. How about we move on to a good red state, good old, yeah, that this is it, with Arizona, right? You know Arizona. Governor hates Barack Obama. Sheriff Joe rounding up and locking up Mexicans, just guns and more guns, little shooting, few machine guns for kids. What the hell? This is Arizona. This is America, damn it. Now, they have to have it straight. Now, anywhere that they've got 9-year-olds shooting machine guns has to have this whole marriage equality and contraception thing figured out, right? So they're having a gubernatorial debate. Democrat Fred Duval, Republican Doug Ducey, asked about gay marriage. Duval, before the question was even finished, said, "Yes, I favor marriage equality." Okay, Ducey, he said, "I'm supportive of traditional marriage, but on an issue like this, a governor doesn't make the decision. The decision's decided by the people." What? No, you're supposed to decide for the people what's good for the people. And on in Texas, in the governor race, obviously you have Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis. I think we know where Wendy Davis stands on abortion since she had a 13-hour filibuster on abortion. She's kind of okay with it. Well, Republican Greg Abbott, he said he didn't want to talk about abortion legislation. He wanted to talk about a culture of life. And Texas is ensuring that we protect more life and do a better job of protecting health care of women. That would be by shutting down Planned Parenthood and women's health care clinics. And, you know, they support that culture of life right up until they lead the nation in executions. So that culture of life kind of depends on whose life it is and how long you've been living it. it's just hilarious, man. I could keep going and going. Other states, Iowa, Colorado, and Massachusetts. Now, this had to be a great one. And God bless these moderators for not laughing out loud or falling off the podium they're standing at. And three-way gubernatorial debate. No, I'm sorry, five-way gubernatorial debate. You had the Democrat Martha Coakley, Republican Charlie Baker, and three independent candidates. And one of the independents complained that we are promoting sexual perversion to children in the public schools. Now, I remember that being a Tea Party argument 6 weeks ago. Maybe 2 months ago, tops. Baker, the Republican, rebuked him. He said that was kind of a veiled reference to gay people. And yes, Republicans would know about veiled references. And he said, "As the brother of a gay man who lives and is married in Massachusetts, I want you to know that I found that kind of offensive." Whoa, this is hilarious. The Republicans... are flip-flopping on these social issues fast enough to be Democrats. I am completely confused. I'm glad I live in California. We don't have to make this decision, because if you were in Massachusetts watching that debate when the Republican talked about a veiled reference and said he was offended by your reference to gay people being perverts, you'd be stumbling across words like I am right now. My brain can't even process that. So it seems you're like, well, good. The Republicans here, they're becoming more open-minded, and they're going to accept people that are different. Well, not so fast, young man, because Mike Huckabee, and you know Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee ran for president, didn't get it, but what he did get, I honestly think this is what every Republican presidential candidate wants. He got his own show on Fox News. So Mike Huckabee's running again, or he's planning to run again in 2016, and he just wants you to know where he stands. Now, you remember this other Republican said not to bring his religion into it. Well, Mike Huckabee, he's going to bring his religion into it and your religion into it. I got religion, you got religion, all God's children got religion. And oddly enough, I guess all God's children get a phone call from God, because Mike Huckabee said that if you're an atheist, you should be fired from government service. Okay, just plain and simple. If you're an atheist, you should be fired. At the 2014 Values Voter Summit in Washington, and this is like where the Christian conservatives and the presidential candidate, this is way, way right-wing, like this is right-wing, crazy right-wing, this Value Voters Summit, but they get there. So Huckabee, he said that God is ringing, and you answer the God call by making sure only people with the right values are hired for jobs in Washington, and make sure those that refuse to hear God's heart are fired. You understand that? If you refuse to hear that phone ring when God calls, if your iPhone 6 is on silent, well, you ought to be fired. You ought to be fired. Now forget about the separation of church and state. Forget about how illegal that would be. Can you imagine just walking through the gut? Do you believe in God? No, you're fired. Forget about all that. He said the atheist agenda, and isn't there always an agenda with these people? There's the gay agenda. There's the atheist agenda. There's that war on Christmas agenda. There's always an agenda. He said that the atheist agenda reinforces a message that says you don't matter. That's right. You don't matter. You are just chemical, and life is material. Now, it's just a level of insanity that it's a beautiful intolerance, though. And honestly, it is. You know why it's a beautiful intolerance? Because the ignorance that goes with this kind of intolerance is absolutely pure, you see. And there are some that I wonder how Fox News would really handle, like, I'm going back to Fox News. Why? Because it's the voice of conservatives. It's their voice. Now here's one. This has to confuse them, right? Because you have Pastor James David Manning, who has a church up in Harlem, okay, the ATLA World Ministry, and ATLA stands for All the Land Anointed Holy. He has a church in Harlem. If you haven't heard, Harlem is a black neighborhood. Used to be a black neighborhood. A lot of white people moving up, gentrification, whole different argument. I'm fine with it. I'm not getting into that right now. But he has put things, you know how they have the sign outside of a church where they tell you what's going on? He said, when the homos bully the poor and needy in Sodom like they do in Harlem, Jesus fired and brimstoned them. On the other side of it, he had Allah calls for homicide indictment for Eric Garner. Recall of Mayor de Blasio, and of course at the end, Jesus is Lord, because why would you not add Jesus to this? Barack Obama, don't even get this guy started on Barack Obama. Jesus is true, Obama is evil. He also says that Barack Obama, besides being a Kenyan, yes, he's aboard on the Kenyan train, he also says Barack Obama has been gay since, I believe he said since high school, definitely since college. Yes, he says he has absolute proof. I'm wrong on both counts. Obama supports the LGBT community because Obama's been a homosexual all of his life. I've got absolute proof. I got a person who grew up with him in Hawaii, and that person states that she knew he hung out with old white men and did sexual favors for drugs. Is this Manning talking, or is this Donald Trump? Here's my thing. How has Fox News not latched on to this guy? Like, they're already going with Ben Carson for president. This is the guy they want. Fox News has always wanted the black man who could talk against Barack Obama. Now, this is their guy. Barack Obama is gay. Barack Obama is a Kenyan. Barack Obama traded sex for drugs. How can they not have this guy? Listen, Mike Huckabee, I understand you want atheists fired, but this guy really deserves a show on Fox. Now, what's been going on over there at Fox News? Well, as you know, Fox News can be, how shall we put it? Oh, I don't know. Less than tolerant. What they've been doing over at Fox is, they're big fans of profiling. They like, you've got to profile the Muslims, and that's their solution for terrorism. And you just profile them, you watch those Muslims, okay? So, how do you do this? The Fox Five, they it's a panel. They talk about the news, blah 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 blah. So, they were discussing the United Emirates. They have a female pilot, a female fighter pilot, Major Maryam Al Mansouri. Forgive me if I pronounce that wrong. She's flew in missions as part of the coalition. She's been bombing ISIS. A couple of their guys, Bowling and Gutfield, said, well, after she bombed it, she couldn't park it, and would they be considered boobs on the ground? They just made a bunch of cracks about her. It was so bad that even the woman from Fox was offended. You know how far you got to go to offend a Fox reporter while you're doing a Fox News thing? So anyway, they came back, and they didn't actually apologize. They just said that if you were offended, they're sorry you took it the wrong way. And they weren't done yet, because they were talking about profiling of Muslims. They say law enforcement must. Eric Bowling, law enforcement absolutely must profile Muslim Americans. And he said, listen, the last war this country won, we put Japanese Americans in internment camps. You see? So you lock the Japs up during World War II, you profile and lock up them damn Muslims now. And then now he was happy. He went into the upside of Japanese internment camps, kind of got hit by a few people, including a congressman, Mike Honda from California, who as a child had been held in an internment camp. Yeah, so they kind of apologized. But here's my thing. This is forget about the ridiculousness of these comments. This is the beauty of this Fox News and this whole profiling of Muslims thing, and why it's so funny to me. Because they sit back and they say that you should profile Muslims as evil, as terrorist suspects, blah blah blah. And these extreme Muslims, what do they say? That you should profile Americans as imperialists and infidels. They're literally saying the same thing. They're two sides of the same coin. That's why the hypocrisy of this right-wing hatred of Muslims is so incredibly comical. Because when you look at them and you look at Al-Qaeda, or maybe ISIS is too extreme, but definitely Al-Qaeda, when you look at their treatment of women, that women shouldn't have any rights, that women should be subjugated, when their treatment of outsiders, that anyone from their country is not welcome in their country. It's the same beliefs. And if you look at Duck Dynasty, damn it, it's the same beards. So I don't know why they should be all for this. If they're for profiling, we want to profile Muslims so we can learn from them how to be intolerant, hateful assholes. Sorry, I don't curse much on the podcast, but that's where I'm at with this nonsense. Okay, so we've got all of that. Thank you for listening to those little rants. And really quick, one other thing on this midterm elections. The Democrats, and you know, I am so tired of the weakness of the Democratic Party. You know, everything the Republicans do, from redistricting, from making more difficult to vote, for restricting. The Republicans went so far as to limit the number of voting machines in minority and any other district where they might not win. So if your district is primarily minority, maybe it's a gay neighborhood or so on, something that you're probably not going to vote Republican, they've actually managed to make sure that you get fewer voting machines so that the lines are longer, which makes it difficult and will hopefully discourage you from voting. Now, whenever Republican tactics like that come up, I'm like, that's right. That's how you win. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So good for them, because the Democrats refuse to fight against these tactics. And right now, the Democrats are distancing themselves. They are running from Barack Obama as fast and as far as they can. And my question is, why? Why are you running from Barack Obama? You know something? Barack Obama just received another endorsement. I'll call it an endorsement. From Forbes magazine. You know, that liberal claptrap Forbes. You know, Forbes, a super liberal financial genius magazine. You know what Forbes said? Forbes said that Barack Obama, and this, I didn't even know, but this is amazing. You know, President Reagan, I like to call him Saint Reagan because that's what they call him. Well, Forbes magazine has shown that Barack Obama has outperformed Reagan on jobs, growth, and investing. I'll say that again. Barack Obama has outperformed Reagan. Yeah, unemployment is down to 5.9%. That is much. It was 6.1. Now it's down to 5.9, the lowest since 2007. Okay, that's how much he lowered it in 6 years. That was better than Reagan did when Reagan inherited an economy that was a mess because of oil. Barack Obama inherited an economy that was a mess because of banking and real estate crash and so on. They both inherited bad economies. Barack Obama's done more. When it comes to the Dow, when it comes to the stock market, it's grown more. It has grown more. If you invested a dollar under Reagan in 6 years, that dollar had gone up 190%. With Barack Obama, it's gone up over 200%. Yeah, Barack Obama's outperforming Reagan, who had been called the best economic president in modern times. Now, you would think that if you're a Democrat and you had this kind of a president, if your president had this kind of performance, you'd be, yeah, this is our guy. Nope, they're running away. Some crazy Republicans say he's the worst president since World War II, and the Democrats are like, hey, you're right, instead of supporting him. So once again, the Democratic Party is a mess. I think they'll be all right in the midterms because the Republicans are even worse. The Congress of zero action is not being supported. But this is unbelievable. This is truly unbelievable. How much more does Barack Obama have to do? Oh, he has to turn white. Yeah, I said it. I said if Barack Obama was a white president, he'd be hailed as the greatest president since, Reagan. So, what else we got going on? I talked about Ebola. You've talked about Ebola. Everyone's talking about Ebola. Go to CNN. CNN is all Ebola all the time. It is the biggest story at CNN since we lost Flight 379. Stop it. Yes, a man came in from Liberia, made it to Dallas. He had Ebola. He has Ebola. He's being treated at the hospital. If you have not had direct exchange of a bodily fluid with someone diagnosed with Ebola, you're probably okay. Ebola is not airborne. It's not waterborne. It's not somebody touched the handle or a doorknob and now you have it and you're going to die. It's not a thousand other things. Ebola, 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 Ebola. There's things, depending on who you are, there are things more dangerous than Ebola. If you are a black teenager in the United States, the police are much more dangerous to you than Ebola. If you are a woman, NFL players are much more dangerous to you than Ebola. If you're in the Tea Party, books are much more dangerous to you than Ebola, and on and on and on, right? So let's get over that one. Let's move on. Of course we won't, because it's a great story until something else happens. Miley, would you please twerk for us to get us off Ebola? Sports, the NFL, still a mess. Still a mess. This is, oddly enough, they support Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know the NFL wears a lot of pink in October. I just found this out. I didn't know. But October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and that color is purple. How ironic that that is also the color of the Minnesota Vikings, which they're dealing with Adrian Peterson. But I'm not even going to get into all of that. Listen, I said it. In honor of breast cancer awareness, NFL players have agreed to wear pink ties when they go to court on their domestic violence charges. What more could you want from them? Speaking of religious intolerance, did you see this one? Did you see this absolute embarrassment that they've had in the NFL? Yeah. There is a defensive back. His name is Hussein Abdullah. And right there, we know he should be being profiled. And he got an interception, he scored a touchdown, and he prayed. And if you've ever seen a Muslim pray, you know they drop to their knees and they drop their head. And you know what happened? He got a penalty. He got a penalty for improper celebration or whatever they call it. You know who else used to pray whenever he did anything in football? Tebow. Remember Tebow? Tebow pray before the game. Tebow pray in the huddle. Tebow pray when you caught a pass. Tebow pray when you didn't sack him. Tebow dropped to that knee in prayer. If a touchdown was scored, he definitely dropped to the knee. I think he also did a couple of anti-abortion commercials. The point being, white Christian guy, pray anytime you want. Black Muslim guy, prayer, 15 yards. NFL brought to you by Fox News. And finally, I'm going to close this podcast with a good sports story, with a classy sports story, with a hero and a role model and a player. Derek Jeter has retired from baseball. There will never be another one like him. Derek Jeter won 5 World Series. Derek Jeter went to 14 All-Star games. He went to 7 World Series. He's been World Series MVP. Nobody's ever going to stay with one team that long and do that much. The most hits of any Yankee, I think the most doubles, and on and on. No scandals, no steroids, no violence, no criminal whatever. His only vice, women. Man, how did he do? Oh, I don't know. I think there was a Miss Universe in there. Jessica Alba for a minute. Mariah Carey. You name it, he hit it. Derek Jeter was the man. I said it before, I say it again. If Derek Jeter hooks up with your woman, you're just going to have to accept that, because it's Derek Jeter. And guess what? He has more free time to do it because he's retired from baseball. Did he just walk away? No. He had the walk-off winning base hit in his last at-bat at Yankee Stadium, and then he got a base hit in his last at-bat in baseball in Boston. So thank you, Derek Jeter, for your career and all you did for baseball and for sports and for reminding us that class still exists in professional sports. Thank you guys for listening. It's going to be a busy month. I'm in Albany this weekend at Comedy Works. Next week, I will be in Rancho Cordova at Tommy T's. And then I'm headed to Sydney, Australia for the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. So it's going to be a busy month. I hope to see you out there. Thanks for listening. Thanks for laughing. I'm Alonzo Bowden.